USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. A powerful winter storm is causing severe problems to parts of upstate New York. Jefferson County declared a state of emergency and enacted a travel ban Saturday following strong winds and blizzard conditions, state police said. In Buffalo,
many of our emergency vehicles were stuck as they were trying to respond to calls last night, to the point where we could not guarantee emergency service in an area that roughly has about 500,000 people.
That's Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz. He said at least two people died because paramedics were unable to respond to life-threatening medical emergencies. Another body was discovered in a vehicle of someone who died overnight, and Poloncarz expects that number will increase. At least 16 people have died nationwide from the weather, CNN reported. The timing is also bad for Christmas travel, with more than 16,000 flight delays Saturday and more than 5,000 cancellations, according to FlightAware. Whether families make it to their destination or not, Cardinal Timothy Dolan of the Archdiocese of New York has a Christmas message.
Peace on earth, goodwill to men. I bring you good news. Here in Bethlehem, a Savior, his part for us, his name is Christ the Lord.
Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky is condemning Russia after a deadly Christmas Eve missile strike. On Saturday, Russia launched a series of strikes on the city of Kherson, killing at least 10 people and injuring 55. A federal judge is banning San Francisco, at least temporarily, from clearing homeless encampments. The ruling says the city violated its own policy, failing to offer other shelter. A lawsuit sought the court to stop the clearing until the city has thousands of additional shelter beds in place. President Biden is wishing Americans a peaceful Christmas Eve. He took to Twitter Saturday to say he hopes that everything that divides us fades us away this holiday season. This is USA News.
Paid for by government.com.
Did you hear? A recent stash of $10 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s, and less than 50 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity. Call 1-888-201-7060, and you are guaranteed a $10 gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. These gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-888-201-7060. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collectors Bonus Package, a $40 value, free with every order. Call 1-888-201-7060 now to secure your $10 gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out. That's 1-888-201-7060.
Former Republican candidate for governor Carrie Lake says she will appeal a decision handed down by an Arizona judge Saturday dismissing her election misconduct suit. The former TV news anchor alleged that election officials in Maricopa County had sabotaged her victory by causing printer malfunctions and violating chain of custody procedures. A nationwide lottery jackpot swells.
Nobody matched all six numbers in Friday night's $510 million drawing. That means the jackpot grows to an estimated $565 million, the sixth largest jackpot in the history of the game. Mega Millions says it's only the 11th time the prize has been higher than $500 million. The next drawing is Tuesday night. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Tis the season for some Christmas cheer, but Financial Buzz says New York City is the worst place for the holiday spirit. The data, compiled from 50 cities nationwide, says the Big Apple has the lowest rates of holiday decoration shops, Christmas tree lots, gift shops, and food banks. While the Buffalo Bills are cheering, they clinched the third straight AFC East title, beating the Chicago Bears on Saturday 35-13. Buffalo now has the inside track for the top seed in the conference. The intense winter storm won't keep Santa from making his annual Christmas Eve flight. A spokesman for the North American Aerospace Defense Command in Colorado Springs is reassuring children that the Arctic blast will have no effect on Santa's travel plans. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
MyPillow is excited to announce the original My Slippers are back in stock. Last Christmas, you made them the number one selling MyPillow product, and now they've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And now they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2023. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. Use promo code USA to save $90 on the original My Slippers. That's only $49.98 a pair.